Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to anybody that might be listening to this. This is the Random Podcast for June 29th, 2020. And yes, it's been a while since I've done the podcast, so I'm saying 2020 for the first time. Coming up, I want to talk about the whole Z versus Z thing again. And I was actually listening to some classic voice messages during the call-in and station days of Anchor. I might even throw some of those back. Who knows? If I can, which I don't think I can. I think they've taken away the ability to do that. But anyway, I might be able to do it still. But, anyway, sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of the Random Podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by. And, like I said, enjoy. No background music included, because I want everybody to hear me out on this, because before I actually, this is kind of what I want to get started with here in the podcast. Last night, meaning June 28th, I had seen a radio band opening, and it's so awesome. Everything went to the northwest, which was interesting. So I ended up seeing Toledo. Everything was northwest and south, so everything was like so clear. So I had seen Toledo. I mean, I've seen almost every station in Toledo. I've only seen a couple stations. I've seen 101.5 The River, WRVF in Toledo, and that was Twitter you heard. I'm sorry, but say it again. It's because the device is freezing, so I'm sorry if it is. But like I said, I saw a whole bunch of band openings. Toledo was, so that included 101.5 The River, WRVF, and 7 WIOT, that's their rock station. Those were the only stations I saw in Toledo. Other stations included were in Mansfield, that was Y105, on the Bluetooth speaker radio that I won from Tampa 247 Gospel, which you can listen to at Tampa247Gospel.com. That's Tampa247Gospel.com. I'm willing to share that station with you guys. That's an awesome station. So again, Tampa247Gospel.com. WVNO, I think it is. That's Mix 106.1 in Mansfield. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, we are freezing. So, yeah. Akron Canton, even though I can technically get Akron Canton anyway. because I'm kind of near the market. It's the same market, Cleveland, Akron, Canton. But suddenly mixed. Okay, that's plenty, Mandisa. That's actually funny. Speaking of which, I might put a song in here. I might put my Overcomer cover. I still have it. I'm gonna put it in here. Yeah. But those were the stations in the band opening that I saw today. Oh, no. Yeah, there you go. Now for those classic voice messages, a.k.a. call-ins from the station days of Anchor.
I knew I had a kindred spirit within you. Yes, Z should remain Z. There are certain things that are quintessentially American, like afros and spaghetti. Baseball and the letter Z. Now, I'm not questioning your faith, and I would never question your belief. I'm not even saying that God doesn't exist. All I'm saying is that I personally do not believe in her. Yeah, you don't say words like zebra. No, it's zebra. You don't say Brazilians. It's Brazilians. I'm pretty sure people that use the term Z for Z just haven't evolved.
That's a classic message from Z. I mean, you know, and I said I was going to make do with this promise in talking about this. I don't know. I don't know if, I'm pretty sure I have some Canadian listeners, and I'm pretty sure that there are some Canadians on Anchor who are just discovering my podcast right now, and, here's the thing. Different people have different things. Zed is just primarily more of the English thing, as I am using actually a British voice on my Android device here. It's a language thing. If you want to look at it that way, it is really, it's a language thing, and, I can understand that, so. Z here in the United States, and some parts of Canada, and Z for, again, some parts of Canada, and the rest of the world.
I'm from Canada, and I even say the answer is Z. Because when you're singing the alphabet song, and you're a kid, you know, W, X, Y, and... what is that last letter? Z. Because it rhymes with V, and P, and all the other letters that rhyme. W, X, Y, and Z doesn't exactly make any type of sense now, does it? So that is my opinion on Z versus Z. It's Z. Even another Canadian says the answer is Z. So, ha. Although I am aware that most of the world says Z. Believe it or not, it's not just Canada. Europe says Z as well. But I think Z is weird. So the answer is Z. Z, Z, Z.
The classic message from Complicated Melody, aka Jesse, who I haven't talked to in a while. Can't remember her number now because my iPad died, so yeah. Anyway, she kind of proved my point. Oh, by the way, I picked I'd Rather Be in Los Angeles for the background track, by the way. Why? Because it's one of my favorite songs. I just... listen, it's been one of my pet peeves for quite a while, you know, since I'm in the U.S., Z versus Z. If you're Canadian, please say Z. Anywhere else away from Canada? Sorry if I went fast, because the device freezes when notifications come in too. So, yeah, I am not actually going to look at backstage. But, as of when the day of this podcast is, as you see the name of the episode, I will not be looking at WWE backstage. I'm not looking at it. But, if a lot of us are friends with Canadians, just around us, say Z, please. It just doesn't fit. Now, if you're in the UK, Australia, New Zealand, all those, Ireland, that's fine. All four of those countries, they're fine. There's no other way around it, so they're fine. Okay, but Canada, please. If you're around any U.S. citizen, say Z. For my sake. And again, my device is freezing, so I can't finish. Can't really finish. Now I can. Okay. It's music time with DJ Debonair. Enjoy the songs that I'm putting up today. So, by the way, in the description, I'm going to include segment things. I'm going to just include the segment names instead of just doing a description if I can. So that way you'll see the songs when they come up. So, here we go. I guess I'll say what song I'm starting out with, and that's if I can find it, and that'll be There's a Song in My Heart.
Oh yeah, there's a song in my heart, and it says I love the Lord.
Love in my heart, and it's loving that I do. There's a Before that, but that was for the Anchor listeners. Hope you guys enjoyed that. I played that song because that's his follow-up off of 7 EP. That's the name of the EP, 7. So, good song. Ashley, on her podcast, Something About Life, brought out Cody T. Lee. Now I do want to talk about him for a bit. He's a blind autistic musician who has gotten a lot of attention on America's Got Talent. And for us blind people, I guess it hits us a little bit hard because, you know, if you're a musician, then you're going to be hit slightly hard. And it's going to be hard hitting. I don't know why, but it is. And yeah.
Oh man.
So that's awesome. Now coming up next, I am going to tell you all about my birthday from 2 days ago. And with that, I'm going to get you to a song. Another song that I have done. And this song is beautiful. I was going to do I'd Rather Be in Los Angeles on one episode, but or not on one part of the episode, but I didn't. So without further delay, here is my song that I've actually done in Music Memos, I'd Rather Be in Los Angeles. Thank you.
by me. Again, the song is called The Los Angeles Waltz. I had a lot of fun doing that one. I might put that one on YouTube, but I don't know. I'll see what I want to do. I'm going to end it. But this podcast is actually going to end 13 minutes and 39 seconds. Actually more. Actually, it's 13 minutes and 50 seconds. But we're going to do a song called Sing a Song for the Lord, A Song of Praise, Part 2. I did Part 1, but I missed it. It's an instrumental. Actually, the podcast is going to end in 14 minutes by the time I get done speaking here. So, without further delay, Sing a Song for the Lord, A Song of Praise, Part 2. It is an instrumental. Okay, here we go. Good night, everyone. Stay G'd up.